Hello all, and welcome to the 2022-2023 Poolside Railing Fantasy Football Podcast. Happy to be back with you all. Today we have a little something special. We're going to go through some voicemail from the entire league talking about top teams, bottom teams, sleepers, and bust picks for the 2022-2023 season. Recording this right on game day, right before Thursday night, where I think the Rams take on the Bills. And by take on, I mean absolutely fuck up the Bills. So without further ado, let's get into some of the voicemails. I'll start first. I think the top team this year is Jake Bolin, previous champion of the Dynasty League. I think he's just got a solid squad all around, and can really get it done this year. I think the worst team this year has to be none other than LJ. I don't think he has the depth or the right pieces to get it done this year. I don't think he really made enough moves to put himself in a good position. And I think he kind of just flops around this year. Now for a sleeper team, I got Schumann. You know, you look at Schumann's team and nothing pops out, but you got to give it a second look. His quarterbacks are okay. You know, Kirk Cousins, he's a dog. Deshaun Watson coming back. He's got Marquise Brown and Stephon Diggs. I'm not too high on Debo, but he's still Debo. And then if Kyle Pitts takes that next step, yeah, he can really break out this year. His running backs are a little bit sus, but hey, you don't necessarily need running backs to win. So that's my sleeper pick. And then finally, for a bust pick, this is someone who has a good team on paper, who looks good, who's usually up in the runnings that may just not get it done this year. And that pick for me is Joe Oka. I think he's got a solid looking team on paper, but I think things just go kind of wrong for him this year and things start to fall apart. And Joe's not the type of person to stay calm either. So I think he has a little bit of a panic in the middle of the season and starts to make some really dumb decisions. So that's my pick for a bust. Obviously sitting here on Thursday morning, we have no idea how this is going to go, but wish the best of luck to you all, and let's fucking ride.
Top returning team is going to be your champion team and myself. I say this because my running backs are slept on. I have a deep team. It's going to be tough to beat me late in the year. Unbiased, I like JB's team with just, you know, the pieces he's got. Worst team, we've all been saying this for months, and it's going to be no surprise. LJ. Just don't have the faith in your team or your leadership. I'm going to say a couple of sleeper teams I really like, or I think has a lot of potential, are Kaz and Sid. Again, a couple of those pieces fall into place for Sid. I think he's looking really good. Kaz, you just need Saquon and CMC to stay healthy and do their thing, and I think you're going to be looking pretty good. And then bus team, I hate to say this, but unfortunately I think it's Shoe. I just think between Deshaun, he's not enough, and then you don't have enough running back depth because you're a fucking moron and pick James Cook with your first pick. We'll see. I'm rooting for you, but we'll see. I'm the best. Don't forget it. I'm the champ. Fuck you guys. Losers. Fuck you.
How we doing, boys? 2-0 general manager Chris Sidorakis here giving you his picks. For best team, I think it's got to go to JB. I think he's got some really good running backs, and he's got the highest ceiling of any team. For worst team, I think, unfortunately, that's got to go to LJ. Even with Damian Pierce and Singletary additions, I think he's still just a little too thin at running back, and that might hurt him in the long run. For sleeper team, you know, I got to pick my boy Kaz. I get the feeling he only had us do all this because he knew I'd pick him for this. But I think he's got a lot of guys that are poised for a nice bounce back. And for the bus team, it's got to be Joe. It's always Joe. He's got a lot of young guys that he needs to be the backbone of his team, and while they should, they just might not. All right, boys. Peace. Go 2-0.
Yo, yo, yo. So my top team is Nick Rubino. I forgot whatever his fucking stupid team name is. Nick's been good every year. I feel like this year he finally puts it together and might win a ship. So Nick Rubino, number one. Worst team, without a doubt, it's Lawrence. One injury, and he's going to be sucking dick behind Burger King for a waiver pickup. Lawrence just doesn't know fantasy football. He's an idiot. He's stupid. He doesn't care. Biggest bust, I would say Joe Oka. He does not have the depth and players that he did last year, so he's going to burn. Biggest sleeper, I would say Schumann. He's got some good guys. He's coming out of his rebuild, and he ate some garbage plays for good luck. Good luck.
What's going on, guys? Joe Oka here. Allentown, best team in the fucking damn league, boys. Top team in my eyes is going to be Jake Bolin. I think he added some depth this year to his RB and wide receiver position. And it's a solid core. So I do believe Jake Bolin, top team. Bottom team, going to go Steve or LJ. I think they have a couple years before they're relevant again, even though they made some moves this offseason. Sleeper team is going to be Kaz, unfortunately, got to say it. And bus team is going to be Matt. I think overhyped right there. I don't think he's good across the board. I think he's got maybe a starters, nothing else underneath that. Peace out, boys. Best of luck. You all suck.
This is Nick Rubino. I think our top team this year is Jake Bolin. The bottom of the barrel is LJ or Steve. I really want to say it's Steve and not LJ. Bust is Chubbs. Breakout, Matt. There you go.